欢迎进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hi and welcome to Enjoy English. I'm Amanda.
This is Bruce.
And that is Lori.
That?
That is poor English. She is Lori.
Okay,
thank you. And we are looking at our biography lesson for the month of March. It's Tuesday the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And today and tomorrow we are going to be talking about one of the world's greatest statesmen.
One
of the world's...
Greatest generals.
Greatest generals, most、mm-hmm. effective leaders.
And、actually also a great inventor.
Yep, and a dead person. We are talking about Julius Caesar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so teacher Bruce cried. 可能呢这个、Bruce 老师非常非常喜欢这位、英雄人物我们讲的凯撒大帝。
Okay, and that is, in English is pronounced Caesar, not、yeah. Kaiser or Keiser.
Yeah.I don't know why. I think the first one who translated this name kind of、mispronounced it. You know, just like、a lot of other words.
So you think that it should be Julius Caesar?
No, I think it should be Caesar 大帝.
Oh, you're,
Caesar,
you're、
right?
talking about、yes. the Chinese.
Yeah, of course.
I thought you were talking about the English.
Come on.
Well, remember, you're not、
foreigner.
Far off. In German, it's Kaiser.
Yes.
Meaning king.
Oh,Now,、yeah. Bruce, you
Isn't
know,
he smart?
Told us the answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why.
Okay. You okay. are my Julius、
Caesar?
Caesar, yeah.
Fantastic.
And I was born in Julius.
July.
Right.
Wow, that's right. 因为那个 Bruce 老师是一个巨蟹座，所以他生在六月。
啊、
七月。
啊，七月 I'm sorry.
六月底到七月二十几号。
二十。
七月一号。
Okay.
July comes from the name Julius.
Wow.
And your birthday is July 1st?、
Mm.
Which student says also Canada Day?
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, really?
That's right.
Canada.
I was born on the wrong side of the border.
You were. Okay, we are so off topic. We are looking at a biography of Julius Caesar for today and tomorrow. Now, before we start reading...Let's help you with
building your vocabulary.
And the first word is mighty.
强大的强有力的
A mighty empire once ruled the world.
Two is establish.
建立
The new company tried to establish its name in the market.
Okay.
Number three is operate.
营运经营
Gary's company operates all over China.
Number four is celebrate.
颂扬赞美
These poems celebrate the beauty of life.
Ah,、oh, number five is anger.
使发怒使生气
What you said really angered your mother.Ooh, it made her really mad.
You are grounded for 100 years.
Years, oh
years.
Man. Have you ever
I forgot the S.
Were you ever grounded as a student?
As a student?
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Oh, naughty teacher, Lori. I was grounded a few times for sure.
You were grounded forever.
I obviously got out. I'm in Taiwan.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I, on the other hand, was never grounded.
Oh.
Do you see his nose getting longer? Just like Pinocchio.
I cannot even reach the end of his nose. 太长了，摸不到了。
And moving on to our one phrase for learning.、
Mm-hmm.
Have the best interest of something at heart.、
这个叫极为关心什么的利益。
Miss Nian always has the best interests of her students at heart.
Is that Nian like the monster?
Yep.
Lunar New Year?
Yes.
好可怕。
过年。
年老师吗
Yeah.
What about it?
Well, is she like the Lunar New Year monster?
No,
is but afraid it's, of red?
It's different character.
It's, well, you said yes at first.
Oh.
The same pronunciation.
Is it sticky? That kind of Nian?
Yeah.
Excellent.、Mm-hmm. Okay. And we have six extra words for learning.
Number one, Roman.
这是罗马的。
Number two is civil war.
内战。
Number three is assignment.
任务工作。
Number four is corruption.
腐化贪污。
Number five is ceremony.
仪式典礼。
And number six is senate.
古罗马的元老院。
And that's where we will find senators.
元老院的议员。
Okay, students, we are all ready to look at the first paragraph of Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar, the Roman military and political leader, was born in 100 BC. He is considered to be one of the ancient world's mightiest leaders. Caesar caused a civil war in 49 BC. After winning the war,He became the head of the Roman world. He gained control of the government and began to make changes to Roman law and life.
Caesar was quite a leader. He was, I understand, a very charming man and
an orator,
a very good speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So when he spoke to his other generals and he spoke to the people,He was able to make them believe what he believed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And make his goals their goals.
Amanda, that's a good definition of a leader.
Very good.
Okay, let's have a look at the first sentence. Julius Caesar, the Roman military and political leader. So we could say he wore two hats.
He had two jobs.
He was a military leader.So I think he was the head of the military,
mm-hmm.
and he was a political leader. He became what was called emperor of Rome, of Italy, of the whole Roman Empire, indeed.
That's
Sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is much bigger than Rome, than Italy.
Exactly. And he was born in 100 BC, so that's 2,107 years ago.Now, quite often, students, you might see BCE.
Yeah.
BC is before Christ. However, people have questions about Christ, his existence.
That's right.
When he was there. So a lot of times you will see BCE, which is before Christian era.
Mm.
So before Christianity sort of took off.
That's right. Okay. 好，所以接下来的第一句呢，刚刚Amanda老师讲的非常的棒啊。他就提到了说这个呢啊，凯撒大帝他是一个很厉害很厉害的领导者，很优秀的演说家。刚刚听到这个 orator， 就是他的演说都能够震撼人心啊，能够让人家相信他的话，而且转而为他效力啊，就是忠于他。所以这个字 orator， can we spell that please？
O-R-A-T-O-R, orator.
演说者啊。那么这个Julius Caesar 呢啊，这边刚刚这个 Bruce 老师讲到德文发音的话是这个 K 啊，但我们这里英文我们要念 C 啊。那么他逗点啊是一个罗马的军事以及政治的领袖，然后再逗点，所以这个逗点的中间插入的是一个同位语啊，那不影响整个句子的结构。整个句子的动词在 was born 这里，被诞生出来，在什么时候呢啊，在西元前100年啊。所以刚刚呢 Amanda 老师用一个很有趣的这个expression 来形容，他说他 wore two hats， 他戴两顶帽子、
嗯、
这个意思就是他同时担任军事的领袖以及政治的领袖。 Can you also use this in like ordinary conversations?
My friend Susie wears two hats、
mm-hmm.
By day she's the managing director of her company. At home she's mom.
Oh, I thought something elseOkay, and 所以这样也可以哦哈，就白天的时候她是一个职业妇女，然后平常到了晚上在家里她又变成了一个妈妈啊，这样也叫做扮演双重的角色啊，非常好，叫做戴两顶帽子。那么另外呢，刚刚讲到这个 BC 啊，大家要很常注意，因为 BC 的话刚刚讲到不管是 before
Christ
or
BCE is before Christian era. However, you were making a note about itAlso being standing for...
Before Common Era.
That's、uh-huh. right. Okay. And a lot of Chinese students will ask me, since BC stands for, you know, some words in English, so、mm-hmm. is that the same about AD?
No.
That's right.
Then we go to Latin.
That's
and
right.
And you don't even want to know. Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. You don't have to learn that. Most English-speaking people don't know that.
Yeah.
Just remember, B.C., before. You can think of A.D. as after. It's not, but if you think of it, it will help you remember to use it.
Yeah, or just know it's Latin.
Yeah, and A.D. goes before the number.
Correct.
Whereas B.C. goes after the number.
Mm, mm-hmm. Okay, how?
He is considered to be one of the ancient world's mightiest leaders. And that's saying a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We have Genghis Khan, for example, possibly the greatest ever military leader. There were many great men and women before the modern times.
Mm.
So to call Julius Caesar one of them is really saying a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay.
And when we're talking about the ancient world, that's in the B.C. time, before Middle Ages, what would you say?
For me, ancient is, that's right, about before the time of Christ and earlier to me would be ancient, especially if it's before writing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is very old indeed,
mm-hmm.
more than 4,000 or 5,000 years ago.
Wow, okay. 所以呢, 这边讲到了, 他呢, 被认为是 be considered to, 这个呢, 有没有其他这个可以 replace the phrase?
He is thought of as.
Very good. Or.
He is known as.
Or he's regarded
as.
As. Okay, 这几个我们都教过啊。 那他被认为是什么呢? 认为是这个啊。 古代啊，这里的 ancient world，刚刚在讨论古代，至少一定要是耶稣基督 Christ 诞生之前，好，或者甚至有这个 writing 有书写文字之前啊，这些都可以被叫做是 ancient world啊，它是这个古代来说呢最伟大的领导者之一啊，因为不会只有他。And I have one question about this word mighty, because we know there's a famous movie by Jim Carrey, the Almighty or something.
Bruce Almighty.
I'm sorry, so it's you. Oh, okay.
Well,
I didn't
many
recognize
people have
you.
Made movies.
Okay, so it's mighty, you know.
Almighty.
Uh-huh, yeah. A very good word.
Almighty is really used in religious terms,
mm-hmm.
usually to describe God.
万能的上帝.
It means all-powerful.
Okay.
Correct. And so mighty mm-hmm. means powerful.
Okay, good. 好,所以这里的mighty, 你看它是一个很好的称赞词. Okay.
Caesar caused a civil war in 49 B.C. So Caesar maybe stirred up the people enough or got the army generals on his side and caused a civil war. A war is when there's fighting.
Mm-hmm.
A civil war is fighting of one nation's people against other people within that nation.
Yeah.
So a civil war in Taiwan would be Taiwanese against Taiwanese.
That's right.
After winning the war, so he won this war, he became the head of the Roman world. He became the emperor of the Roman world.
Mm,
have we spelled emperor?
Not yet. Please do.
E-M-P-E-R-O-R. And that's from empire, which refers to the land that an emperor controls. Empire is spelled E-M-P-I-R-E. Empire.
Okay, so empire 不是老师拼的这第一个是帝国，而帝国的那个王国王，他叫 emperor. Okay, and we also sometimes have female emperor.
Empress, E M P R E S S, 武则天, Empress of China.
Yeah, very classic,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, 很厉害的一位啊。好，所以呢，那接下来讲到了凯撒呢，他在凯撒大帝在这个西元前49年的时候，他就呢这个造成了一场这个引发了一场内战。所以刚刚讲到 civil war， 其实像我们自己在念历史的时候会念到的 American， 他们呢就有一个非常非常 famous 的 civil war，
南北战， so the American Civil War.
That's right. OK， 南方跟北方两边打起来了啊。
Mm-hmm.
然后呢，比如像南韩、北韩 Korean 他们也有
yes.
他们自己的 civil war 等等啊。那我们中国人当然也有了，对吧？我们台湾来这边啊，那跟这个大陆分开，这也是一种内战的一个形态啊。那么所以呢，这样子的一个内战呢，但是却让这个胜利的人。
He gained control of the government and began to make changes to Roman law and life. He gained control of the government. He won the civil war,
yeah.
He and his generals. He also began to think about Rome as an empire and how to improve life for all the citizens of his empire. Yeah. So he made changes to the laws.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't make some people very happy, as we'll
mm-hmm.
see later. But most people appreciated Caesar. He thought in a really big picture.
Okay, 所以呢，接下来他得到了这个政府的掌握的权力之后呢，那么他就开始对于罗马的法律还有他的这个生活进行改变。
Okay, when we come back from our break, we'll find out about some of these changes. Hi, and welcome back to our biography lesson all about Julius Caesar. Let's have a look at paragraphs 2 and 3. Citizens of Rome between the ages of 20 and 40 were not allowed to leave Italy for more than 3 years unless they were on a military assignment. This law was established so that local farms and businesses would still operate and corruption from abroad would also be prevented.This law showed that Caesar had the best interest of his country at heart. There were many festivals in his honor, and people built statues and temples to celebrate the great Julius Caesar. However, all of the money that was being spent on ceremonies started to anger many members of the Roman Senate. One of them was Caesar's closest friend, Brutus.
You.
Yes.
Oh.
No, actually, Brutus and Bruce are not related words.
They're
I want you to know
different
that.
Different names.
Citizens of Rome between the ages of 20 and 40 were not allowed to leave Italy for more than 3 years unless they were on a military assignment. At the end of the first paragraph, we started to talk about how Julius Caesar won the Civil War and started to make changes to Roman law and life. And we start the second paragraph with one of the big changes.
Mm.
Citizens of Rome, the people who belonged to the Roman Empire, were not allowed to leave Italy. Now, there was no Italy at the time of Julius Caesar, but the Roman Empire was actually Die Zunghai, and then some.
Mm-hmm.
It was the whole area around the Mediterranean Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Italy is just a small part of that. But Caesar wanted to make sure that people stayed where they were to contribute to their home area. And the only reason they could leave was because they were assignedthey were sent out of their home area because of a military reason to serve the country outside of where they grew up.
Okay, wow, 所以呢这边呢 Bruce 老师解释得非常的清楚啊，讲到说呢那个这个凯撒大帝他一掌握了政权之后他做了哪些改变呢，第一个最大的改变就是除了你是有军队任务的人，否则20岁到40岁的罗马的公民，罗马的人民都不准离开意大利那个地区超过3年。OK， 所以呢，这里的刚刚讲的意大利，那个时候还没有所谓的意大利这个国家，所以刚刚讲到一个字，大家要学下来是地中海，地中海这个地区，地中海
Mediterranean， 因为是地名，要大写的 M E D I T E R R A。N-E-A-N. One more time. 大写的 M-E-D-I-T-E-R-R-A-N-E-A-N. Mediterranean.
Good. 然后那个 Ray, 你就是 double R, 你这样记很好记、哦、然后加一个 C-S-E-A 就对了 ,OK? 好, 好所以呢这边就是他讲到的、这个用这样的一个方式让大部分20到40岁的这个罗马公民留在他们那个地方。
I remember that well.
Okay.
This law was established so that local farms and businesses would still operate. The law that people between the ages of 20 and 40 couldn't leave Italy. This was established. This was started so that local farms and businesses, so that the farmers of the area and the businesses would still operate. There would still be farmers and shopkeepers. And corruption from abroad would also be prevented. Corruption is when people do bad things. They rip off people. I think in Taiwan, there's a heijin, black gold.
Yeah.
We talk about that. That's to do with corruption, bribes.
That's right.
Maybe selling something. You say it's A, but really it's B.
Or you pay the government money to help you, but actually it's against the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's or right. If you are working in a governmental agency or institution, you make money from what you are working, from
maybe
your position.
From the public.
You're a tax collector, and you collect $100 in tax, but only give $90 to the government.
Something
those are
like
all
that.
Examples mm-hmm. of
good.
Corruption.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully corruption would from abroad, from overseas, from other countries, would also be prevented, would be stopped.
Okay, 好，所以这条法律呢，它是被建立啊，这条法律呢是被设立来干嘛的呢 ？So that 因此呢，好，这个当地的啊，罗马地区的这个农田，还有他们的商业呢，都能够依然的被 operate， 能够依然的照常的运作。好，那么而且呢，就是说，因为大家这个平常没事不能去海外 ，right？ 所以这个时候 corruption， 我们刚刚讲的贪腐呢，来自海外的贪腐 ，abroad 这边指的是海外的贪腐也能够被避免，这个 prevented 用了一个被动式，而这个刚刚讲到一个 bribe 是贿赂 ，Can we spell that please?
B-R-I-B-E, bribe.
Okay, the next sentence. This law showed that Caesar had the best interest of his country at heart.
Indeed.
Okay, the law again is.You cannot leave the country for more than 3 years unless it's military business. Caesar made this law because he loved his country and he wanted his people to stay away from corruption.
That's right, okay? 所以最后一条，这条法律呢，也显示了凯撒其实一直都把国家的利益放在心上。
There were many festivals in his honor, big parties to celebrate Caesar.
Woo-hoo!
And people built...
Party girl.
Yes. And people built statues and temples to celebrate the great Julius Caesar. So a statue is made out of wood or stone, and it's an image that looks like Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
And temples, these are special buildings. And I don't know, did they actually pray to Caesar or just pray about him? Anyway, they were all to celebrate...The wonderful Julius Caesar.
Okay, 所以呢，这边还讲到说，同时也有 there were 啊，就是也有许多的这个庆典呢 啊，是为了要纪念他的，就是 in his honor， 就是纪念他。而且人们呢也会建造一些雕像，还有庙宇来这个celebrate 这边呢，我们是讲说可以说是庆祝啊，但你也可以说是赞扬哦，这位伟大的凯撒大帝。
However.All of the money that was being spent on ceremonies started to anger many members of the Roman Senate. So Julius Caesar was the emperor, but there was still a Senate, which was elected by the people. And the senators were probably jealous of Caesar, and they didn't like the idea that he was so
popular. That's right. Okay.
And that so much money was being spent.
That's right.
Okay. 所以然而呢，这些所有的钱啊，就是用来花在这些庆祝的活动啦，开始来这个激起很多罗马参议院的这个成员他们的愤怒。
And one of these senators was Caesar's best friend, his closest friend,Brutus.
天哪，那其中一个呢，竟然是凯撒最亲近的朋友 Brutus.
Well, if you join us tomorrow, you will find out what happens to Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
And does he have a good day or a bad day?
Yeah.
Depends on if it's the Ides of March or not.
That's right. Please join us again tomorrow. I'm Amanda.
This is Bruce.
And I'm Lori.
And have a wonderful day. Bye.
Bye.
您想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店 www.ivy.com.tw 这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源最齐全的英语学习教材最丰富的英语广播教学课程还有最多的超优好康常春藤网络书店欢迎您